With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Secret Service agent fires shots in Georgetown. Jennifer King has the report.
A law enforcement official tells the Associated Press Secret Service agents assigned to protect President Biden's granddaughter, Naomi, opened fire in the Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C., when they saw three people trying to break into an unoccupied, unmarked Secret Service vehicle late Sunday night by smashing a window. The service says one agent fired shots but did not strike anyone. The suspects were seen fleeing in a red car. Local police have been asked to be on the lookout. The capital city has seen a 40% increase in violent crime compared to last year, more than 750 reports of carjackings and over 6,000 reports of stolen vehicles. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, once again, the clock is ticking toward a potential government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that.
Government funding runs out at midnight Friday unless Congress can pass another temporary budget. To avoid a shutdown, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is proposing an unusual stopgap plan that includes a January budget extension for some agencies and a February extension for others. Democrats are slamming the idea. The White House called it a recipe for more chaos, and even a few Republicans don't support the plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Pentagon and U.S. officials say the U.S. military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria, involving Iranian-backed groups hitting a training location and a weapons facility. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks that the U.S. has retaliated against the terrorists for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Stocks remain mixed. The Dow ahead 39 points. The NASDAQ is losing 19 points. This is SRN News. The Red Kettles are coming.
The Salvation Army's National Christmas Campaign officially kicks off on Thanksgiving Day, but a lot of regional offices of the Giant Christian Ministry will be getting started a little early in hopes of keeping pace with expenses. Salvation Army officials say more Americans are in need than ever before, and they count on the Red Kettles for a big percentage of their annual budget. Bell ringers may begin appearing in your neighborhood any day now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A religious freedom case involving the Mormon Church is working its way through the Arizona court system. A Superior Court judge has dismissed a high-profile child sexual abuse lawsuit against the church, ruling that Mormon officials who knew about the abuse had no duty to report it to the police. The judge made his decision because the information was received during a spiritual confession. An appeal is expected. This is SRN News. International students attending U.S. universities are surging numbers last year.
Attendance rebounded from a pandemic slump with the help of a 35% jump in students coming from India. A new study by the State Department and the Institute of International Education finds that international students in the U.S. grew by 12% in the 2022-23 academic year. The largest jump in more than 40 years. More than a million students came from abroad, the most since the 2019-20 school year.
Correspondent Jeremy House, American colleges enrolled nearly 269 students from India, more than ever and second only to China. The tiny Caribbean island of Dominica, creating the world's first marine protected area for one of the world's largest animals, the endangered sperm whale. Nearly 300 square miles on the western side of the island will be a reserve. More details at SRNnews.com.